Wildlife protection has long been a contentious issue in China, with animal rights groups criticizing existing laws for lacking sufficient protection for endangered species. The current wildlife protection law was implemented in 1989 and allows such practices as farming tigers and bears for traditional Chinese medicine and other commercial uses. But critics say the animals are kept captive in terrible conditions and argue that farming practice itself actually reduces wildlife population. Take the example of the bear farming industry. According to Animals Asia, a Hong Kong-based charity, black bears that are farmed for bile, which is used to produce traditional Chinese medicine, suffer from poor living conditions. It also argues that it is cruel to extract bile from living bears because it causes immense distress. What's more, while the number of black bears in captivity has risen to 10,000 in recent years, the population of black bears in the wild, for instance in Chiang Mai Mountains in the northeast, fell by 93.4% from 1990 to 2010. Many animal protection experts interviewed by Taysin have also said the law has loopholes that create leeway for poaching and illegal trading of wildlife products, which has pushed many species to the verge of extinction over the past two decades. Some changes to that law have been proposed, and a draft has been opened to public consultation between January the 29th and February the 5th. But conservationists denounced the revision, saying that instead of offering protection for endangered animals in China, it has gone the very opposite direction. They say the new draft will merely regulate and even provide further legal backing for the continued utilization of wildlife for commercial purposes, instead of banning the practice. Of course, those involved in the drafting process have pointed out the revision represents at least some progress. For instance, the draft proposes to legalize cruelty on animals for the first time, but critics say the wording is too vague to be useful and denounce other aspects, such as the clause that allows animals to be used for exhibitions and performances. Indeed, organizations such as China Biodiversity Conservation and Green Development Foundation and Friends of Nature have saddled up to organize online campaigns to push legislators to alter the amendments. But they may face an uphill battle. For one, China has had a long tradition of using wild animals for food and medicine, which has led to the formation of an entire business chain that depends on the notion of using wild animals and plants as commercial means, said Zhou Ke, a law professor at Renmin University. He said this attitude must be changed before the wildlife can really be protected.